I've got one point in my sermon today, so there's only one thing to remember. But I've got a very, very long introduction. One thing. I want to talk to you about some names. We've already been thinking about names, but there's five names that I'd like to introduce to you. And the first name is Jacob. Jacob, which we had in our reading. And Jacob is the one that we think of, I don't know about you, but I think of that time when he had a dream and he saw a gate between, as it were, and a staircase going up to heaven and angels or something going up and down. And God spoke to him and God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And that's in Genesis 28. But what I want to remind you about Jacob is in Genesis 35, when God appeared to Jacob again and blessed him. Jacob went back to Bethel, which is where he'd had that dream and where God had spoken to him. And this is nothing to do with the sermon message, but I just felt when I was preparing this that someone here needs to think about going back to a place where God spoke to you, so that God can speak to you again. Maybe that's for you. That's what happened to Jacob. He went back and God appeared to him again and blessed him. Genesis 35, verse 9. God said to him, your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel. And so we have something here in the Old Testament where God appears, reveals a message. God blesses. God says something about names. God says something about descendants and kings coming. A nation and community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. And a lot of those themes get picked up again in the passage that we've been looking at in Luke. So the first name I want to introduce to you is Jacob. The second name is David. Now, we don't know what David looked like any more than we know what Jacob looked like, but it doesn't stop people making paintings and statues, and here's one with a broken nose. I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. This is part of a prophecy that was given to David by Nathan. You remember Nathan as the one who took the lamb to him? That Nathan. I will establish his throne, this descendant of yours, who's going to be a king. I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And that's in two parts of the Bible that copy each other. And I also want to introduce you to the Most High, which our translation of the Bible describes. And it doesn't actually say that it's God. But if we look at David, David wrote a lot of helpful stuff in the Psalms, and we're going to be looking at some of the things that he wrote in the Psalms in the new year. But 97, I don't think, is one of them. For you, Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. And we sometimes sing a carol, don't we? God of God, light of light. And it's picking up this thought of the Most High, far above all gods. Another Psalm, 47. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. Another Psalm, Psalm 91. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. The Most High. And then some of you were here in summer and may remember this appearing just where the Christmas tree is now. And we were thinking about Daniel. What's the connection between Daniel and Luke chapter 1? Luke chapter 1, Gabriel appears twice. He appears to Zechariah in the temple and he appears to Mary. Daniel chapter 8 and Daniel chapter 9, Gabriel appears to Daniel. There's a little factoid for you. Introduction to Gabriel. Now, we don't know what Gabriel looked like, but that doesn't stop people painting pictures of him. I don't know. When we read about what angels wear, usually it's described as white, but Gabriel, perhaps he was a special angel, and maybe he didn't have white. And it does say in Daniel that Gabriel came in swift flight, so perhaps Gabriel had wings. Although other times we read about angels in the Bible, we don't read about them having wings. And Gabriel had a message for Daniel. Daniel, you are highly esteemed. And that might remind you of something Gabriel was going to say to Mary. And he explained to Daniel that Daniel had had a vision, and what did it mean? It meant that the anointed one, the ruler, is coming. And you can read about that in Daniel chapter 9. So Gabriel, another person to introduce to you. And then Jesus. And I wondered if we could read this together again. I haven't got any fancy colour schemes. You read all the words you can see. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom with justice and righteousness. And we read about Jesus in the story, and Jesus' name means Saviour, God our Saviour. And I should have told you that Gabriel's name means God is my strength, the strength of God. Jesus, going to be a saviour, as prophesied in Isaiah. And then there's Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin, pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Joseph was also a descendant of Jacob. In fact, Jacob had a son called Joseph. And he had another son called Judah. And we read about Judea, which is where Judah's descendants lived. And we read about Joseph, who is betrothed, engaged, to be married to Mary. And if you look in Matthew chapter 1, you could see that one of Joseph's fathers was called Jacob. And I wonder if there were to be a half-baked notion to name the son, if they ever had children, Ephraim or Manasseh. And that's there for Joan. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Now, sometimes we kind of put Mary up on a pedestal and say she was a wonderful person, absolutely amazing. And, you know, when the angel came, she just said, "Oh, what? Lord, I will just obey, I will just do, I will accept what you say." But the Bible shows us that she was quite ordinary, really. She was greatly troubled at his words, so greatly troubled that the angel had to say, "Don't be afraid." She wondered what kind of greeting this might be. She really thought it was a bit weird and out there, and she didn't know what it was supposed to mean and why it was coming to her. She really didn't get it. And that's an encouragement for us, that sometimes we don't get what God is doing. Why is God doing things like this? Why isn't he sorting that out? Why is he doing this? Why is he not doing that? Mary was greatly troubled and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever." And Elizabeth, we read in chapter 1, verse 41 and 42, was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she explained, blessed are you among women. And I read a commentary that said, maybe she said it in a loud voice so Zechariah would hear. And the Gospel of Luke tells us that she was blessed, but it says why she was blessed. Jesus, when we read about Jesus talking to people, somebody said, your mother and your brothers are outside Jesus. And Jesus replied, my mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. Blessed because they hear God's word and put it into practice. And this is so important to Luke that he records it again in chapter 11. Somebody in the crowd when Jesus is talking says, blessed is the mother who gave you birth. And Jesus answers, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. That's why they are blessed. That's why we are blessed. That's why Mary was blessed. And our reading concludes, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. All those promises, a promise given to Jacob, a promise given to David, a promise given to Daniel, a promise given by Isaiah. All those promises, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. One thing to remember, we are blessed if we believe that the Lord will fulfill his promises to us. One thing to remember. I'll ask you afterwards if you've remembered it.